Let me begin this way.
Dovolte, abych začal takto.
Hebrews chapter 6.
Židům 6. kapitola.
It is a passage that has troubled people a lot.
Je pasáž, která způsobovala spoustu trápení.
It has led many people to believe that you can lose salvation.
Vedla mnohé lidi k tomu, že přesvědčení, že mohou ztratit spásu.
And it has caused other people to believe
a způsobila, že jiní věci,
that it should not be in the Bible.
Že by neměla být v Biblii.
That's true in the history of the church.
To platí. To je pravda,
but this passage really is not a difficult passage.
Ale ta pasáž v podstatě není obtížná.
The difficulty is not with the Bible.
Ten problém, ta obtíž není z Biblii.
The difficulty is with our theological vocabulary.
Ta obtíž spočívá v naší teologické slovní zásobě.
What we have done in the church, unfortunately,
a neštěstí to, k čemu došlo v církvi,
in the modern evangelical church, which has lost its connection to the historical church,
moderní evangelikální církvi, která ztratila své spojení s historickou církví,
we have developed a theological shorthand,
rozvinuli jsme takové teologické zkratky,
okay, abbreviated ways of talking,
takový zestručený způsob řeči.
And we use phrases and terms
a užíváme fráze a termíny,
that the Bible uses,
které užívá Bible,
but we use them much more narrowly,
ale užíváme je v mnohem
than the Bible often uses them.
Než jak je často používá Bible.
For example,
například,
the term brother.
Termín bratr.
You would think, as Christians, normally we use the word brother only to say that this person is a true believer and I am a true believer.
A jako křesťané ten termín používáme k popisu toho, že tenhle člověk je pravý věřící, já jsem pravý věřící.
But that's not the way the New Testament uses the term.
Ale Nový zákon ten termín takto nepoužívá.
Paul calls the Corinthians brothers.
Pavel nazývá Korinťany bratři.
And then questions whether they're true believers or not.
A pak spochybňuje, zdali jsou pravý věřící nebo ne.
The Bible uses terms like received, like blessed by the Holy Spirit.
Bible používá termín požehnán Duchem Svatým.
And we think that means they must be truly regenerate people.
A my se domníváme, že tohle musí být opravdu znovuzrození lidé, kteří jsou takto.
But it's not true.
To není pravda.
Not in the Bible terms.
Ne v biblické terminologii.
We use the words holy,
užíváme termín svatý,
or sanctified,
posvěcený.
And we think that means you must be a true believer.
Domníváme se, že to musí značit, že člověk je pravdivý věřící.
But in 1 Corinthians 7,
v 1. Korinských 7,
the Apostle Paul says,
apoštol Pavel říká,
that the unbelieving spouse,
že nevěřící manžel,
is made holy by the believing spouse.
Je posvěcen věřícím partnerem.
And that the children of that family,
že děti v té rodině,
are holy too.
Jsou také svaté.
But that doesn't mean they are eternally saved.
Ale to neznamená, že jsou věčně spaseni.
What does holy mean?
Co znamená svatý?
Sometimes it does mean saved.
To znamená,
but in a more general sense, what does it mean?
Ale v obecnějším slova smyslu.
Separated.
Oddělený.
From what?
Od čeho?
The world.
Od světa.
That means being a part of the people of God.
To znamená být součástí Božího lidu.
That means being part of the covenant community.
To znamená být součástí smluvní komunity.
So all those passages
všechny tyhle pasáže,
that seem to say that people are genuinely believing, all the passages that seem to say
všechny ty pasáže, které jakoby se zdálo, že říkají,
that people lose their salvation,
že lidé ztrácí svou spásu,
are best interpreted,
jsou nejlépe interpretovány,
as talking about people
jako pasáže, které
who have not exercised true saving faith,
kteří neprojevili pravdivou spásnou víru,
but who have come under the blessings of the covenant,
ale kteří byli požehnáni, požehnáni
and then turn away from those blessings,
a potom se od těchto požehnání odvrátili,
and receive the curses of the covenant.
A proto byli prokletí.
You remember what Paul says to the Corinthians?
Vzpomínáte na to, co Pavel říká Korinským?
Many were baptized in Moses.
Mnozí byli v Mojžíši pokřtěni.
Many took from the manna. Many drank from the rock, but they were not all saved. And the same is true of the church. Many are baptized. Many eat of the bread of heaven. Many drink from the rock, which is Christ. But we are not all saved. How do you prove whether or not you are saved? By keeping covenant. By passing the test. 2 Corinthians 13. You should see how Paul ends his letters to the Corinthians. It's a wonderful passage. Because it tells you about the nature of Christian life in covenant with God.
Protože tam vypovídá o křesťanském životě ve smlouvě s Bohem.
Verse 5.
5. verš 13. kapitola 2. Korinský. Sami sebe se ptejte, zda v skutku žijete z víry.
Okay,
sami.
Stop. Examine yourself to see if you are in the faith.
Zkoumejte se, zda jste ve víře.
Wait a minute. These people are in the church. These people have been baptized. These people are taking the Lord's Supper. These people are speaking in tongues. These people are prophesying. These people are seeing miracles in their church. And he looks at them and he closes his letter with them and he says, examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. What is he saying to them? Examine yourself to see if you are here or here. It's obvious they're not here. They've been baptized. They've been eating the Lord's Supper. They have the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the church. They are hearing the preaching of the Word.
Slyší kázání slova.
They are called brothers.
Nazývají se bratřími.
They're not out here.
Nejsou mimo smlouvu.
They once were.
Jednou byli.
Of the pagans.
Protože byli pohané.
But now they're at least in here.
Ale teď jsou aspoň zde.
Paul is saying, now check it out.
A Paul říká, nyní si to ověřte.
I'm not really sure that you are here.
Já si nejsem skutečně jistý, jste zde.
And you need to start examining yourself.
A je třeba, abyste začali se zkoumat.
Why?
Proč?
Because of the things they were doing.
Kvůli těm věcem, které se dopouští.
They were having the Lord's Supper.
Mají večeři páně.
And keeping the poor away.
A zabraňují chudí.
They were dividing the church.
Rozdělují církev.
They were refusing to give the money they promised to Jerusalem believers.
Odmítají dát peníze, které slíbili jeruzalémské církvi.
That's what really made Paul mad.
A to skutečně Pavla rozhodilo.
They would not give the offerings they promised.
Neudělali tu sbírku, kterou.
And so he says to them, I want you to examine yourself.
Chci, abyste se zkoumali.
To see if you are in the faith or not.
Okay,
let's read a little bit more. I have a question. How do you know, jak víte přesně, že život, že definice život z víry je tady tohleto?
Do you exactly know that life of faith is exactly this?
Say again.
Život z víry.
Life
of faith.
Tam není nic o tom ví smlouvě.
There is nothing to be in the covenant. Here, there is nothing to be in the covenant.
To znamená, že život z víry.
What does it mean? Don't. All right, forget the word covenant, if that helps you.
Okay.
This is the blood of the covenant is in Hebrews chapter 10.
Okay.
But one moment. If you're drinking the blood of the covenant,
okay.
You're drinking the blood of the covenant.
Okay.
If you're baptized into Christ, you are baptized like they were baptized into Moses. You are in the Christ community. You don't want to use the word covenant, that's okay. You are called the church by the apostle. You're called brother by the apostle. But then he turns around and says, examine yourself. He says, make sure you are in the faith. But let me read on just a little bit more. I think it'll help. And he said, okay, so he says, examine yourself to see if you are in the faith.
Sami se ptejte, zda v skutku žijete z víry.
Then test yourselves.
Sami sebe zkoumejte.
This is it. This is the key.
To je ten klíč.
What is the Christian life?
Co je křesťanský život?
What has always been the life of the people of God?
Co to je? Co vždy byl život Božího lidu?
A test.
Zkouška.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 8. He says to the nation of Israel, you are my sons. Now you must pass the test of sonship to prove whether or not you really are my sons. He brings them in. He calls them his people. And then he tests them. How did most of them do?
Jak si většina vedla?
Well, or not so good?
Dobře nebo špatně?
Not so good. That's right.
Ne tak dobře.
This is the way it is throughout the whole Bible.
Takhle je to v celé Biblii.
Hosea.
Hoseáš.
Says that Israel is my people.
Říká, Izrael je můj lid.
Ami. My loved ones.
Moji milovaní.
Ruchamah. Okay? But then he says, you're lo ami, not my people. Lo ruchamah, not loved. That's the exile. But then he says, after the exile, ami, ruchamah, my people, my loved ones. You see, not everybody in the community was eternally saved. But everybody in the community had a special relationship with God. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But I think the best term in the Bible is the word covenant for it. Or if you want to call it church, that's fine too, as we'll see in just a minute. But let's finish this passage. Look at what he says.
Co pak říká?
Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you?
Což nechápete, že Ježíš Kristus je mezi vámi?
He says, examine yourselves.
Říká, zkoumejte se.
Pass the test.
Složte tu
test yourself.
Zkoumejte se.
Don't you realize that Christ is in you?
Neuvědomujete si, že Kristus je mezi vámi?
But now listen to the rest.
Teď poslouchejte zbytek. Leda, že jste před ním neobstáli.
Unless you fail to pass the test.
Leda, že jste neuspěli.
What does the test prove?
Co ta zkouška dokazuje?
Whether Christ is in you or not.
Zda je Kristus ve vás nebo ne.
Let's take one more passage.
Takže ještě jeden text.
1 John 2:19.
1 Jan 2:19.
Let's start with verse 18.
Začněme v 18. verši.
Go ahead. Read that. 18.
Dějí Janův kapitola, chapter
2.
Druhá.
Dítky, nastala poslední hodina. A jak jste slyšeli, že přijde antikrist, tak se nyní vyskytlo mnoho antikristů.
Okay. Okay, so he says in verse 18,
verši 18,
that there have been many antichrists already.
Říká, že existuje mnoho antikristů.
Okay, these are people who become opponents of Christ.
To jsou lidé, kteří se stali oponenty Krista.
And he says at the end of verse 18, this is how we know it's the last hour.
Podle toho víme, že nastala poslední hodina.
Because there are lots of antichrists.
Protože existuje mnoho antikristů.
Then he explains what he means.
A pak vysvětluje, co tím
mýlí. Who are these antichrists?
Kdo jsou tihle antikristové?
Look at verse 19.
19. verš. Vyšli z nás, ale nebyli z nás. Kdyby byli z nás, byli by s námi zůstali. Ale nezůstali s námi, aby vyšlo najevo, že nepatří všichni k nám, kdo jsou s námi.
These little antichrists,
tihle malí antikristé,
they went away from us.
Odešli.
Why?
Proč?
What's the passage say?
Co ta pasáž říká?
Why did they go away from us?
Proč odešli od nás?
That's right, because they were not of us. Now, if they really had been of us, what would they have done? What's he say? They would have stayed. Okay? Why then did they go out?
Proč tedy vyšli?
Last part of the verse. To prove something.
Aby dokázal,
to show something.
Něco ukázal,
to demonstrate something.
Aby něco demonstroval.
What?
Co?
That they were not of us.
Že nebyli z nás.
They went out from us.
Odešli od nás.
Because they were not of us.
Protože nebyli z nás.
If they had been of us,
nebyli z nás,
they would not have gone out from us.
Aby od nás neodešli.
But they went out from us to make it apparent that they were not of us. So I have the question. Were they of us or were they not of us? Are they of us or not of us? Yes, exactly, exactly. It depends on what you mean by that.
Záleží, co tím mění.
Okay, obviously, they were part of the church.
Zřejmé, že byli součástí církve.
Obviously, they went out from the church.
Protože zcela zřejmě odešli.
These are apostates.
Odpadlíci.
You cannot be an apostate.
Nemůžete být odpadlíci.
If you don't have something to go apostate from.
Od čeho odpadnete.
Ano? Okay. So, they go away.
Odchází,
but why did they go away?
Proč odchází?
Because they were not really of us. Because if you're really of us, what will be true of you?
Co tobě bude platit?
You will stay.
Zůstaneš.
But you go out,
ale odcházíš.
Some do.
Někteří.
Why?
Proč?
Why did they go apostate?
Proč odpadli?
To show something.
Aby něco ukázali.
What?
Co?
They were not really of us. It only looked like they were of us. If they really had been of us, they would never have become Antichrist.
Nikdy by se nestali antikristy. Is it possible that somebody who believes in the resurrection is not saved?
Sure. The devil believes in the resurrection.
Ďábel věří ve vzkříšení.
Yes, but the assumption, but John chapter 2. John chapter 2. You see, here's the problem. We use the word believe in our evangelical shorthand always to mean saving faith. But theologians in the past have made a distinction between temporary faith and saving faith. And the reason is because the Bible uses the word faith in many different ways. John chapter 2. Many believed in him. But Jesus did not entrust himself to them. Why not? Because he knew their hearts. I like you, Jesus. I want to follow you. I'm not giving myself to you. I know your heart. There's a difference between temporary external faith and permanent saving faith. Let me give one more example, if I may. Sorry, well, I'm coming to you. One more example.
V Janově evangeliu je vícekrát zmíněno, že o mnohých, kteří
uvěřili,
vždycky to znamenalo víru do určitého stupně.
It always meant faith into certain degrees.
That's right, to certain degrees, that's right, exactly.
And
that's right, and that is why in the history of the church there have been distinctions made by the great theologians in of different kinds of faith. Listen to the parable of the sower and the seed. Jesus was such a genius. You have the word, and it goes to four kinds of people. These four represent a continuum of different reactions to the word. Okay? The first one, he hears the word, and rejects it.
A odmítá.
The second one.
Druhý.
He hears the word.
Slyší slovo.
And receives it.
A přijímá.
But it doesn't last very long.
Ale netrvá to příliš.
Why?
Proč?
His roots are not deep.
Protože kořeny nejsou hluboké.
Mm-hmm. The third one.
Třetí.
Receives the word.
Přijímá slovo.
With great joy.
Velkou radostí.
With great enthusiasm.
Velkým nadšením.
See, he's even deeper into it.
Je v tom slově hlouběji.
Okay.
To slovo je hlouběji.
He's got roots.
Má kořeny.
Why does he die?
Proč ten umírá?
The cares of the world.
Starosti světa.
Choke him. But number four,
číslo čtyři.
He receives the words,
přijímá slovo,
his roots go deep,
kořeny,
and he bears fruit.
A nese ovoce.
Which one is saved?
Který z nich je spasen?
Number four.
Číslo čtyři.
You know this is true.
Víte, že to je
from your own experience. Because you have seen people have all of those reactions. And you know which one is saved.
A víte, který je spasen.
To him who overcomes.
Ten, který zvítězí.
To him who overcomes.
Ten, kdo vytrvá,
I will give the right to eat of the tree of life.
Tomu dám právo jíst ze stromu života.
Not to him who has temporary faith.
Ne tomu, kdo má dočasnou víru.
Not to him who gives up in times of trouble.
Ne tomu, kdo se vzdá, kdo to vzdá v období problému.
But to him who overcomes.
Ale tomu, kdo vytrvá.
Now this is why, let me give you one example, a theological example here.
Jeden teologický příklad.
Of how these terminologies have been used.
Jak se tahle terminologie, tyhle termíny používají.
This term has been used by more than just Westminster, but this is just a good summary.
Ten termín se používá jiná vyznání než Westminsterské, ale tohle je hezké.
You can call this a distinction between the covenant community and the true people of God.
Může to zvát rozdílem mezi smluvní komunitou
or
a pravdivým Božím.
Or you can use another terminology.
Nebo jiné termíny.
The visible church,
viditelná církev,
and the invisible church.
A neviditelná církev.
This is based upon Romans 9.
A tohle se zakládá na
where Paul says,
kapitole, kde Pavel říká,
he is not a Jew who is a Jew visibly.
Žid není ten, kdo je Židem navenek.
But the one who is a Jew invisibly.
Viditelně, ale okay? Ten, kdo je Židem.
And they use this term invisible and invisible based on that for the church and not just for Israel.
A na základě toho vesmínstarší používají termín viditelný a neviditelný.
So listen to what Westminster says about the invisible church.
Viditelná církev. Viditelná církev se skládá ze všech lidí na celém světě, kteří vyznávají pravé náboženství a z jejich dětí. To je království Pána Ježíše Krista, dům a rodina Boží, mimo něž není běžné možné spasení.
Okay. But now listen to the distinction between that and the invisible church.
Teď slyšte rozdíl mezi viditelnou a neviditelnou. Neviditelná církev. Církev katolická neboli všeobecná, která je neviditelná, se skládá z úplného počtu vyvolených, kteří byli, jsou nebo budou shromážděni v jedno pod Kristem jako hlavou. A je Kristovou nevěstou, tělem a plností a naplňuje vše ve všem.
Okay. Did you notice something here?
Všimli jste si něčeho?
They're using the word church to mean the Christian community,
k označení křesťanské komunity.
But they're using it in two different ways.
Ale používají ho dvěma různými způsoby.
Look at the last phrase of the line on the visible church.
Podívejte se na poslední frázi, poslední.
It is the house of God.
Viditelné církve.
It is the family of God.
Boží dům.
And outside of it there is no ordinary possibility of salvation.
Rodina Boží, mimo něž není běžně možné spasení.
But there's another church inside of this that you cannot see with your normal human eye. God can see it because he can see people's hearts. But we can't. And what is that church? It's the universal church which is invisible, consisting of a whole number of those who are elect who will be saved. Okay. And this is the kind of distinction that has been made. And it corresponds, it parallels the distinction to be made in Israel.
A odpovídá tomu rozlišení, které se týká Izraela.
Between those who were a part of visible Israel,
kteří byli součástí viditelného Izraela,
and those who were part of invisible Israel,
a kteří byli součástí neviditelného Izraela,
the children of Abraham,
děti Abrahamovi,
and the true children of Abraham,
a pravé děti Abrahamovi,
who followed his example,
kteří následovali jeho příklad,
and themselves believed,
a sami věřili,
like Abraham did,
jako Abraham.
Because not all sons of Abraham are sons of Abraham.
Protože ne všichni synové Abrahamovi jsou synové Abrahamovi.
But those who are like Abraham,
ale ti, kteří jsou jako Abraham,
who believe,
to věří.
And so,
proto,
Jeremiah's prophecy,
tak Jeremiášovo proroctví,
is a great prophecy,
je úžasným, velkým proroctvím,
because one day the inside box,
protože jednoho dne ten vnitřní
will be identical with the outside box.
Bude totožný s tím vnějším.
Everyone will be a true believer.
Každý bude pravdivým věřícím.
Because all the false believers,
protože všichni falešní věřící,
the false brothers,
falešní bratři,
those of temporary faith,
ti, kteří mají dočasnou víru,
where will they be?
Kde budou?
Outside, in the lake of fire.
Hořící jezeře.
And so this sort of leaves us in this kind of a situation. Take a look at this picture.
Takže tohle nás uvádí do takovéto situace.
There are lots of different ways you can think about this.
Existuje spousta různých způsobů, jak na tím přemýšlet.
Here's the visible church,
viditelná církev,
which you can call the people of the covenant if you want to. If you don't, sorry.
Jestli chcete, můžete ji nazývat společně.
They are sanctified by the blood of the covenant.
Jsou posvěceni krví smlouvy.
Hebrews 10:28.
Židům 10:28.
They are holy.
Jsou svatí.
That doesn't mean saved.
To neznamená svatí.
It just means inside, not outside.
Znamenající vevnitř, ne?
Well, sometimes, and then you have the invisible church.
Pak máte neviditelnou církev.
Or the true believers who participate in the covenant.
Pravé věřící, účastníci se smlouvy.
And then people enter these things in different ways.
A lidé se vstupují různými způsoby.
Sometimes you're a pagan from a pagan family.
Někdy jste pohan z pohanské rodiny.
You hear the gospel.
Slyšíte evangelium.
And you enter straight into the inside box.
A vstoupíte přímo do středu.
Now that would be someone like an Eskimo in Alaska or in Russia.
Řekněme nějaký Eskimo.
Okay.
V Aljašce.
Who's had no contact with the Church of Jesus Christ.
Který neměl žádné spojení s
a missionary comes. They hear,
slyší,
I want to believe in Jesus,
chci věřit,
boom, they have saving faith and they're in. What is their destiny? They will be kept safe by Christ. And their eternal destiny is eternal life.
A jejich věčným osudem je věčný život.
But then there are other people who are outside, pagans.
Pohané.
And they profess faith in Christ.
Vyznají víru v Krista.
But they don't come into the inner box. They just come into the outer box.
Ale nestoupí hned do toho vnitřního čtverce, ale první do toho vnějšího.
That would be a lot like many of your older children.
Tak to bude s většinou vašich starších dětí.
And when they're 5 or 6 years old,
když budou mít 5-6 let,
you know, they've prayed to receive Jesus.
Modlili se, aby přijali Ježíše.
And then, but you know, you're really not sure they're true believers.
Ale si v té chvíli nejste jistí, jestli jsou praví věřící.
You go ahead, you baptize them.
Ale jdete, pokřtíte je.
Because you know they're saying the right thing and they're living the right way.
Protože víte, že říkají správné věci.
Okay, but you know that it could be that they won't make it. That they won't endure.
Ale je možné, že nevytrvají.
But many of them do.
Ale mnozí z nich vytrvají.
Around, you know, 19 or 20.
Když budou mít 19, 20.
They have saving faith.
Budou mít spásnou.
And they come back to you and they say this.
Vrátí se k vám a řeknou.
You know, I said I believed in Jesus when I was 7 years old.
Já vím, že jsem řekl, když jsem měl 7, že věřím v Ježíše.
But now that I'm 19.
Ale teď, když mám 19.
I realize I didn't even know what I was talking about. I
tak
really
si uvědomuji, že ani nevím, o čem jsem to mluvil.
They come into the inner box.
Vstoupí do toho vnitřního.
And they are kept safe.
Jsou spasení.
And they have everlasting life.
Mají věčný život.
Then there are other people.
Jsou jiní lidé.
Who come into the box.
Kteří vstoupí do toho vnitřního.
They're baptized.
Do pokřtění.
Become a member of the church.
Stají se členem
církve. Become an elder.
Možná se stanou staršími.
Become a pastor.
Pastorem, kazatelem.
and they never have saving faith in Christ.
Ale nikdy nedostanou spásu.
And you've known people like this too.
A určitě, a znáte takové.
And to one degree or another,
do té či oné míry,
they turn away
se odvrátí
from Christ.
Od Krista.
What will be their destiny?
Jaký je jejich osud?
Dancing in the fire.
Tanec v ohni.
And then you have pagans
tam máte pohany,
who never come to Christ,
kteří nikdy nepřijdou,
who never respond to the gospel.
Kteří nikdy nezareagují.
And what happens to them?
Co se jim stane?
No hope.
Žádná naděje.
This is the people in here are the seed that bears fruit.
Lidé tady v tom vnitřním čtverci jsou semeno, které nese ovoce.
These people
tito lidé
are like number 2 and number 3.
Jsou jako ti z toho prvenství číslo 2 a 3.
These people
tito lidé
number 1
jsou číslo 1.
Chtěl jsem se zeptat, moji rodiče, ač nevěřící, mě nechali pokřtít jako dítě, ale mohl jsem si k tomu vyjádřit.
Parents, although they were not believers, they baptized me when I was a child.
Nevím, jako kam bych se mohl zařadit.
Where should I fit? Where should I fit?
Here. Hopefully here. I hope you are here, and not here.
Doufám, že jste.
Okay? Yes, that's my hope right there. That's what happened to me too.
Mně se to taky tak stalo.
Now, I was not baptized as an infant, but I was baptized as a young child, 9 years old.
Nebyl jsem pokřtěný jako mimino,
and I was here.
Dítě, když jsem mu bylo 9.
But at 17, I came here.
Ale v 17 jsem tady v tom
vnitřním. And I planned to go there.
A plánuju, že půjdu domů.
Okay. Real now.
He's baptized as a child, or he's in a visible church.
The an infant or a child?
As a child.
He would be in the visible church. Are you talking about an infant, or are you talking about a young child of 9 or 10 years old? Which are you talking
about?
He
asked if somebody is baptized as an infant, then believes, should he be baptized again?
Okay, good. That depends on what church you're a part of.
Now,
it is on issues like that that the church differs.
Okay?
But on the basic idea that a truly baptized person is a part of the visible church, we don't disagree on. But certain Christian traditions say that an infant baptism is not a true baptism. Okay? So they're not putting them in here. Because they were baptized as an infant. Because they say it was no baptism at all. And thus, if you have were born in a church that baptized babies, and you end up in a church that does not baptize babies as an adult, they will make you baptize again. But they will tell you your first baptism was not a real baptism.
Okay?
But then they will also tell you this. As an adult, you are baptized, you are coming across this line.
Překračujete tuhle čáru.
But how will you know whether you are here or here?
Ale jak se dozvíte, zda jste zde?
How will you know?
Jak se to dozvíte?
Whether you are having temporary faith or permanent saving faith?
Zda máte pouze dočasnou víru.
How will you know?
Jak se to dozvíte?
By whether you endure or not.
To tím, zda vytrváte.
Because if you turn away,
protože jestliže se obrátíte,
you have not made it.
Nikdy jste tam nebyli.
You have not been sealed. See, that's the basic notion, yeah.
Moje dcera chodila stále do církve v 8 letech a nechala se pokřtít. Potom se stala členkou viditelní církve, uvěřila. Má se znovu nechat uštít?
Ještě jednou. Ten vnitřní čtverec je
nevěděl. No, ona s náma chodila do církve.
Stala se. Participating in the Catholic Church.
A potom uvěřila v 17 letech.
She was baptized and then she believed when she was 17
years old. Yes, that's very common.
Should she be again? Tady to je vás uštět.
In my opinion, she was baptized. That depends on your church tradition.
To závisí na vaší
tradici. And that is where churches will disagree.
A tady tam, kde se církve nesplňují.
My church says no. Do not baptize her again.
Nečtěte ji.
But we realize different churches believe different things about that situation.
Ale uvědomujeme si, že církve věří různým věcem ohledně téhle konkrétní situace.
And that's okay. That's okay. But to understand that your daughter was brought into the Christian community
at 8 years old,
and that she shared in many of the blessings of the people of God at 8 years old. Even though she would tell you she was not a believer, and even though you may say her baptism wasn't a good baptism, she was still participating.
Stále se účastní.
She was accepted as a believer.
Podíl, byla přijímána jako věřící.
But later she says, well, I now became a true believer.
Později řekne,
and we go, great, way to go, praise the Lord. And if your church says she needs to be rebaptized, then you are from an Anabaptist church. That's what it means.
Pokud vaše církev říká, že je třeba jí znovu pokřtít, vlastně pocházíte z anabaptistické.
And some will say you should, and some will say you should not. Mine says no, but that's no big deal. I don't care. I was baptized 3 times. Okay. Every time I made a recommitment to Christ, I was baptized again. Okay. My wife has been baptized 6 times. Okay. Because every time she'd made a new commitment to Christ, she thought, I was not a Christian before. Now I am a Christian. I better get baptized.
Okay.
And eventually that becomes ridiculous. Okay. So what my wife says now is, I was only baptized once. The water just stuck to me. Stayed on me. After the 6th time. Okay. And so, you know, those are the questionable items. You understand? Those
are,
and that's good that you can understand. Let me just one moment. Remember last night I said to you that if the Bible is real clear about something and if the church is real clear about something and unified, then your certainty can go up. But if the Bible is not so clear and the church is disharmonious about a view, then your certainty should come down a little bit. Okay, you remember that from last night? I hope you do. I said that last night. I hope you were not asleep. Well, when you talk about the basic principle here, it should be up. When you talk about things like, should you baptize her again? Should my wife be baptized a 7th time? Should a Catholic be baptized? Well, now the cone, you start dropping down a little bit. You cannot argue, you have to admit Christians disagree on this. And so what else is new? Christians don't agree on everything. But the basic picture here of the external people of God, the visible people of God, and then the invisible true believers, there's a lot of unanimity, not just in the Bible, but in the church as well, and on that, it ought to be going up. And the other things, I don't care about, but I do think you should believe this. Let me say one more thing. When you accept people as adults into the membership of your church, They make a profession of faith.
Tak vlastně či oni vyznávají.
And you say, okay, you can become a member of the church.
Řeknete, fajn, můžete se stát členem.
You are not judging whether or not they are true believers.
Ale vy nesoudíte, zdali jsou nebo nejsou praví věřící.
That's not what you're doing.
To neděláte.
If you think you are, then you must think you're God.
Jestliže si myslíte, že to děláte, pak se taky musíte dívat a věřit, že jste Bůh.
What you are judging is the credibility of their profession.
Co soudíte, je důvěryhodnost jejich vyznání.
And every person will, you understand what I mean by that?
Víte, co tím míním?
In other words, are they living like a believer?
Jinými slovy, žijí jako křesťané?
Do their words reflect their life?
Odráží jejich slova.
And sometimes that will be very clear.
Někdy to bude velmi jasné.
And you'll say, no problem.
Řeknete, bez problém.
Sometimes you'll kind of go, well...
Někdy si nebudete jistí.
And then other times you go, I just really don't think he's a believer.
A jindy řeknete, já si prostě myslím, že ten člověk nevěří.
But you don't know the person's heart.
Ale neznáte jeho srdce.
What you know is the outside.
To, co víte a znáte.
And so you're deciding whether they are here.
Že vy rozhodujete, zdali patří sem.
Not here.
Ale ne sem.
You hope they're here.
Doufáte, že patří do toho vnitřního čtverce.
Or you try to keep them out.
Alebo je držitelné.
Okay, end of story.